This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha today, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ zero tolerance की नीति प्रधानमंत्री की है। मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करके जवाब दिया।
Mr. Shah pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in the northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. He stated that road connectivity and internet reach has been improved in Naxal-affected areas and new banks and ATMs have been opened. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of BJP said that the Home Ministry has worked to make the country secular in the true sense by abolishing Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said under the Digital Agri Mission, a digital identity card will be provided to every farmer of the country. Replying to a debate in Lok Sabha on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said through this initiative, the farmers can avail the benefits of various government schemes. He said the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana scheme offers a comprehensive shield against crop loss caused by unpredictable natural hazards. The minister informed that the government is providing free rice and wheat to over 80 crop beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Mr. Chauhan said the NDA government has allocated over 10 lakh crore rupees in the budget for the agriculture sector in the last 10 years. He assured that the farmers' welfare is the priority of the government. After his reply, the House passed the demands and grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2025-26. India has strongly registered its concerns with the US authorities on the treatment meted out to the deportees on the flight that landed on the 5th of last month in Amritsar, particularly with respect to the use of shackles, especially on women. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The minister informed that the need to promote safe, orderly and legal migration while cracking down on illegal immigration network was discussed during the recent visit of PM Modi to the US. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the AIIMS faculty to launch an awareness drive on the issue of mental health to make people aware of this hidden sickness. Addressing the 49th convocation of AIIMS in New Delhi this evening, the president said emotional health issues pose a serious challenge in today's world. The president said AIIMS has played a pivotal role in healthcare, not only nationally, but also globally. The fire near Heathrow Airport in London that knocked out power to one of the world's busiest airports is now under control. The London Fire Brigade has informed this. The closure of the airport would last until midnight. Hundreds of thousands of passengers faced flight cancellations after a fire knocked out power to the Heathrow Airport, forcing it to close for the day. Flames soared into the sky when a transformer at an electrical substation caught fire in West London late last night. India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's and Veer Chhatrani won the men's title of the PSA Challenger Squash in Chennai today. The fair-seeded Anahat Singh defeated top seed Akansha Salunkhe in the final today. This was Anahat's third victory over Akansha. And in Kabaddi World Cup, India and host England have reached the final of women's category of World Cup at Wolverhampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.